Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Busy day, feel good Friday. Beautiful day out there. A lot of things positive going on, of course. I've been yelling at people because I don't like the Jackson Dart pick, but it doesn't mean there aren't great things going on. Abdul Carter, great pick. Armon Membu, really like that for the Jets. And the Knicks win was spectacular.
And he had two first-place baseball teams.
Yeah, who stepped aside for us today so we could focus on some other things, and then we'll get right back to him.
If you love sports like I do,
yeah,
Friday's your show.
There it is, Al. We love sports.
If you like sports like I do, that's like Al saying, if you like sunflower oil like I do, if you like Red 40 like I do, sort of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Al, at what point did you see any of the beginning of the draft last night?
I did not. Okay. Not live. I saw a bunch of clips on
Twitter. I just thought maybe you would stay up for the beginning of it. You know, and then Goodell comes out on a bicycle and, well, you know, he's doing the cute little Green Bay thing, you know. But there's nothing he could do. Like, he could delete.
Well, he surrounded himself with kids, ex-Packer players, and Lil Wayne.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, like, you know, that's supposed to, like, diminish, like, some of the
It
the
doesn't booze. Have. Yeah. He could deliver a baby up there, live, cut the umbilical cord, wipe the blood off of it, and hold it there in its first minutes of life, first seconds of life, and he'd get booed. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. He has created an empire with the NFL and everything that the NFL does.
Yeah.
And has spread it out all across the entire year. And I know that he gets a lot of heat for what happened with the Patriots and the rulings and things of that nature, some of the stuff with Ray Rice and, you know, and how that was handled initially. But you cannot argue with really the fiscal, you know, victories that he has had over the last 20 years. I mean, Come on. I mean, he has grown this thing into a behemoth.
He has. He could save a litter of kittens from a burning car in front of 200,000 people. They would still boo him.
Yes, they would.
There's nothing you could do.
I thought they brought the man of the year out there with him.
Yeah, that is true.
They tried. They're trying everything.
Boo, they said.
Yes.
Boo, they said in return. Let's go to Robert, who's out in Bellport. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, man. What's up?
So yesterday, I'm sitting listening to you guys, and I got you in my ear saying how Joe Shane's son is the, you know, he's the prodigy of picking and this and that. And now, all of a sudden, we picked the guy that you were talking, that this kid is, you know, talking about, and now you hate him.
Robert, first of all, I never liked Jackson Dart from the beginning. The second I found out he was from the same high school as Zach Wilson, I said, he can make it somewhere else, maybe. He's not going to make it here. Don't like it at all.
And we were having a lot of fun yesterday, Robert, about Carson Shane.
It wasn't that we were agreeing with Carson Shane in his assessment that the Giants were going to pick Jackson Dart. It's just that he gave us a unique look inside the world of Joe Shane.
Right. And I did
say... it turned out to be true.
Right. And then anything like him being the prodigy and stuff like that, if you can't detect the facetiousness there, that I just cannot help you. But also he did, you know, the Jaden Daniels thing was great that he said, trade up for Jaden Daniels. We were laughing about him saying, you only get this job once. Why not trade up and get him?
He was a very matter of fact, like 15-year-old kid.
Right. So, I mean, I know sometimes comprehension isn't at the highest level.
I think that kid's going to be the quarterback at Don Bosco, by the way.
Oh, nice. Good for him. But yeah, never once have I liked Jackson Dart as a prospect. And I sat here and said that I would have taken Jalen Milroe time and time and time and time again. You, like Tyler Shuck, you had mentioned him. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. But we did, I mean, Carson Shane, though. I mean, he let us know.
You got to give him a lot of credit.
He let us know.
You know, hopefully we get Joe Shane when we go over to the Giants camp this year. We can talk to him about Carson and their relationship. And
I don't want Joe. I want Carson. I'm sorry. Joe, we've heard your boring spiel before. Give me a kid. Stan in Westport, Connecticut. What's going on, Stan?
Hey, guys. As I told the screener, Gio, yeah. I'm like the Dos Equis guy. I don't agree with you often, but when I do, yada, yada, I totally agree with you on this Jackson Dart thing. First of all, we're an SEC family. My son's a Gamecock from back when, and I'm telling you, the guy is mediocre at best. I'll put it to you this way. Wilson is a better quarterback than him. You know, I mean, he's just got more skills. But the bottom line is, if you look at when he played the best of the SEC, he was not good. And that's the bottom line. The other thing is, and you know this, Boomer, the game in the NFL is you have to be mobile now because the rule changes with holding and the way they're calling the plays, the schemes on the D, you got to be mobile and get outside a lot and throw the ball from odd angles, etc. So the classic pocket guy is not anymore the first choice. That's all I'm saying. So
Stan, and I appreciate the call. I mean, you know, I was talking to Izzo, and he brought up a good point. Now, I didn't, on record, did not like Zach Wilson at all. Called him an out of nowhere guy. It was all we were all talking about, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson. I was like, man, he's young. It's BYU, the whole thing. I just didn't like it.
Just doesn't fit.
Right, it didn't work. I didn't like it from the get-go. Now, I've been very wrong about things. I'll tell you right now, I thought Josh Rosen was going to be a good quarterback. Like, I was dead wrong about that. You're on right some, you're wrong some, you're wrong more.
Remember
often
his
than
parents
not.
Were, like, orthopedic surgeons and stuff? You
yeah.
Know? That was kind of like an entitlement kid, you know?
It was a terrible, terrible evaluation by me there. It just, sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. You're more often wrong with these things. But I didn't like Zach Wilson, but Izzo said something that was true. It was easier to talk yourself into Zach Wilson being good because there's one thing that was for sure. He could whip that football around.
He had a great arm.
Like, there was no doubt about that. Now, Jackson Dart's got a good arm. He doesn't have, like, that Zach Wilson arm. Like, you could talk yourself into it if you wanted to. I'm having a tougher time talking myself into this particular one. Let's go to Bob, who's in Cape Coral, Florida. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, how you doing? First-time caller, and always watching you guys for years. I was originally from Long Island. Gio, you made my day. I loved it. That's what I watched your show for. God bless you. Keep that passion up. Go, okay? You guys have a good day.
All right, thanks, Bob. All right, thanks, Bob. You made my day, too, as well.
Yeah.
You know, kind of woke us all up here this morning. A little sleepy this morning because of late-night sports.
Yeah, you know what? I went to bed after that whole trade situation happened, you know, and then we saw this, and then it's hard to go to sleep.
Yeah,
that.
I know. That and the Knick game, the way the Knick game
But the
ended.
Knick game had been over for a while, so like...
But I just couldn't wrap my head around the way the thing ended.
Yeah.
I felt like it was totally, like, set up to end that way. Like, that should have never happened.
Yeah. So I thought I didn't get a lot of sleep. And then I came in, I drank a cold brew, Dunkin'.
Yeah.
And man, that got me. Phew, that got me going. I hadn't had one of those in a while. I've been drinking. I switched over to the, because it's all been the Dunkin', the hot coffee.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? It's getting up in the 70s. Let me go to the cold brew.
Man, oh man, to the moon.
Like, yeah, like, I could tell by the way you were screaming at that
like
guy.
Like Gail King.
I was up in space there for a little bit.
But you, then I thought I didn't get a lot of sleep. I heard you were up until 2. Mm. My goodness. Let's go to John in Red Bank. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Great, you know, big fan. Listening to you guys every day. Hey, listen. Does anybody else? I was sure that somebody would have called this in. I've been listening for a couple of years. The way Goodall announces the picks, if I could take you back to 83, when Pete Rozelle announced the New York Jets take a quarterback, and everybody thinks it's Marino, and then it's Ken O'Brien. And no disrespect to Ken O'Brien, I thought he was very good. But now they announce the name, then the position, and the school. Well, I mean, that doesn't bother. I mean, the mystery of a position and then a player is. I mean, I don't know. As a fan watching the draft, I love that, and we don't have it anymore. He hasn't done it that way in years.
Yeah, so. John. Listen, I appreciate you watching the show, and really like the kind words. And I hope you have a great weekend. That's one of the most bizarre criticisms I have ever heard from a caller.
But I understand
to
what
this radio
saying.
Show.
Like, so at number 3, the Giants take edge rusher, as opposed to saying Abdul Carter edge rusher. He wanted him to say edge rusher first, but then Abdul
right.
Carter.
No, I understand, but this I don't understand your anticipation. Builds up to saying, with the number 3 overall selection the Giants take, your anticipation is there. You're telling me you need, like, another thing? Like, that's like those people that end up hanging in their closet while they were spanking it. Like, they needed one more thing to get over. Like it's not just the regular thing. Is
and
it
then
good
an extra,
you?
What, wait, half hold second?
Wait, hold on. Somebody's hanging in a closet.
These guys know what I'm talking about.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Exactly. So it's the regular anticipation.
Somebody legitimately hanging by a rope.
Well, it's what happens. Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing that some people don't. Yeah.
Yeah, if they screw up.
I've done that. No, I haven't done that. I think it's the saddest way ever to die. Like, people have died that way. But
they're not trying to commit suicide.
No.
No, they're not.
No.
So that's what I'm trying to say is like the anticipation of the Giants select. You should anticipate, should be right that you need to hear the position.
The moment the Giants traded back into the, you know, the first round, we all knew they were taking a quarterback. I think what he was saying, Roger Goodell, not.
Yeah. By the way, Jane Goodall looked it up, still alive, 91.
Really?
Yeah, crazy.
All right. So anyway, Roger Goodell could have said with the Giants second pick in the first round, they select quarterback.
Yeah.
And you're all like, which one?
No.
Yeah, but it's an extra, second?
Yeah. Okay, you know, you're hanging out there.
This is what I'm saying. Like,
the Giants select quarterback.
Yeah, see, Eddie knows what I'm talking about. See, it's sickos like that that are looking for that next little thing, end up getting yourself in trouble.
All right, I don't
see,
consider that myself a sicko.
That mentality there gets you in trouble. Next thing you know.
You're hanging in the closet.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's go to Dan and Carteret. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man? Feel good Friday. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, definitely a feel good Friday, and calling to, kind of celebrate that I was right once again. I'm a visionary. I have phenomenal sports takes that I don't get credit for, and I nailed it. The Giants were not going to draft a top prospect black quarterback to be the face of their franchise, the Jackson Dart move is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I'll agree with the back end of that the Jackson Dart move is ridiculous. But Dan, I will throw this at you. Whoa. Hold on, wait.
Just calm down.
So, what do you say to the report from the number one NFL insider in the world, Adam Schefter, that the Giants made a big push and trade offer to the Tennessee Titans for number one to select Cam Ward, but the Titans said no because they wanted him that badly?
Yeah, they'd be foolish not to do that. As Boomer said when I called in on March 27th and gave my Giants black quarterback take, that was Yankees home opener day. There are so many things that go beyond behind the scenes, that go on behind the scenes of what these organizations and franchises do. You know, so they'd be foolish not to make that push because he was the the number one prospect.
But,
they knew they were going to get it. Go ahead.
No, your entire take then falls to the ground. Then
no, it doesn't fall to the ground. You said you can't. You said just a little bit ago you can't believe that the Giants are going to turn over the keys to Jackson
Dart. That's a different argument.
And you're saying Boomer said it was a bold move. You're right, it's a bold move because Sanders and Milroe had way more hype around them than on people's mock draft picks. Above Jackson Dart.
Well, let me ask you this, though, to make sure, because I think the fundamental take that you have here, the foundation of your take is flawed. If the Giants didn't If the Giants didn't beat the Indianapolis Colts and had the number one overall pick, who would the Giants have drafted?
I don't know, Gio. I don't have a crystal ball.
You're weaseling. And by the way, who did Brian Daboll want in last year's draft that they couldn't get?
Jaden Daniels.
And who did Carson Shane want in last year's draft?
Jaden Daniels.
And what did he tell his dad?
He said, trade up to get Jaden Daniels. Why not? You only get this job once. You should try to win.
And it was another late victory that screwed him out of that.
Exactly. So,
and by the way, who did they try to replace Eli Manning with initially?
Geno Smith.
But not a draft.
And who are the quarterbacks for the Giants going into this season right now prior to Jackson Dart being here?
Russell Wilson.
Again, in Dan's warped world, they're not draft choices, so that does not count.
Yeah, but here's the thing that should count, and this is why I was annoyed at him. The thing that should count is he's agreeing with the report that, or saying that it's true, that what Adam Schefter said about trading up to get Cam Ward. So if you're saying that, and they would have drafted Cam Ward if the Titans said yes, then your entire house of cards take falls to the ground.
Yes.
Because it would have taken a black quarterback.
Exactly.
So then if they had not beaten Indianapolis last year, they would have had the number one overall pick, which means they would have taken Cam Ward. So you can't then say, I don't know, I don't have a crystal ball. Clearly, with the way that it played out, if they had the number one overall pick, they would have taken Cam Ward. So
Dan just wants credit.
I mean, factually, this morning, they did not draft a black quarterback, but the circumstances, I still think, poke holes into his argument.
Oh, of course.
Weaseling his way out.
He's totally weaseling his way out.
You know, like a little eel.
Yeah.
Getting out of
slippery.
They get those little holes underwater. Like, where did that thing go?
Very, very slippery, that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Did you guys see the schedule date announcement yesterday during the draft?
Yes.
So no. They didn't announce the schedule. They announced the date that the schedule is coming out. I mean, and they sent out Laura Rutledge and Colleen Wolfe. And let me tell you, this was not Laurel and Hardy. that was a rough... awkward,
I know, but
couple
had,
of
they,
minutes.
They had to do it, and they did it, and they...
And it was bad. You're right.
I didn't say it was bad. Oh. I just said they had to do it.
I got to see this. I didn't see this.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No, I saw the article.
It was right before the Jet pick.
It was right around there, yeah. And I was like, what is going on? you know, it's one of those things, too. You're like, am I seeing this the same way everybody else is? And you open up X. I'm like, I am. I'm seeing it the same way everybody else is.
One of them, she couldn't have any facial expression for some reason.
Botox.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I don't know this woman's doing Botox, but that's what happens to people. You know,
it's like the lips were moving, but nothing else in the face.
Well, that's what. Yeah, I'm not saying that she does. I know nothing about her. But when you say that about people, that's the thing that people respond with is the Botox.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Nah, you got to be able to move your eyebrows, and your forehead, and have some expression in your face.
You know, I saw there was somebody, a like mutual friend of a friend thing. But the person got like Botox around their mouth and their lip got stuck like for like a week. Yeah. You're like, her. Like at a restaurant.
Woman or man?
Like, it was a woman.
Okay.
I don't think
when she was drinking water, was it coming out of her mouth?
Yeah. She had to get a straw.
That's terrible.
Out to dinner. She was like, her.
Why would she be out to dinner like that?
Because she wanted to keep going with her life, you know?
I
got a basket of bread and a straw.
Did the lips separate at any point? Is she back to normal?
Yeah, it's back to normal. It was like a week.
But, like this?
Yeah, because it's like your face paralyzed when we were
hurt. Oh, my God. And she had to talk out of the side of her mouth, too?
Yeah. And it's like, it wasn't like a medical
condition. Why would
like
she go out then?
Like a Bell's palsy. Because it was just that question. But it was maybe because it was like, hell, you know what? I'm just owning this thing. I got me some bad Botox, and here I am.
Let's go to Jen in Orchard Park. Jen, what's happening?
The Jan guy's a moron.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we've known that.
Yeah, we've known that for quite some time.
So if you're going to try to tell me that if Washington offered the Giants Jaden Daniels in a trade, they would say no because he's a black guy and you can't have the black face of a quarterback. You're a total idiot with that freaking line of theory. I just want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, well,
and then
he's in Carteret. You could find him.
A lot of people want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, it's a long drive from Orchard Park. But on the Josh Allen comparison, I think, Gio, because you're emotional about this thing, you're not thinking about it in terms of what people are trying to compare. Now, Boomer, I didn't listen to your show back when Josh was getting drafted. But as a diehard Buffalo Bills fan and living through 20 years of crap quarterbacks that they couldn't get right, I will tell you this. There, when Josh Allen came out, I was nervous because all you national talking heads, freaking people, were all over the freaking, he's got bad footwork, he can't make good decisions, he's in throwing style is wrong, they're going to have to, he's a project. Do not hit the field in year one with that kid.
I think Gio can tell you what I said about Josh Allen.
Yeah, Jen, do you call sports?
No, I'm not. I didn't. That's why I caveated it. But I didn't listen to you. But up here, that's what everybody was saying. You know, that all the national talking heads were saying that. Now, I think the comparison goes to that the knocks on this kid. Jackson Dart, and I wish every kid to be successful. I don't want to see any kid not be successful. It sucks. But this kid, Jackson Dart, has some things that are Josh Allen-like in the flaws of what they say his game is, which is
Jen, I appreciate the call, and I hope she calls Buffalo Sports Talk Radio because she was a gem. So now you're telling me that the comparisons of Josh Allen, all the bad stuff he had, not the good stuff. That's not exactly making a good point.
Man.
It's like, yeah, the comparisons are his footwork. He sucks. He's not black.
I mean, that was a great phone call. I love that upstate New York accent when they get going. Isn't that great?
Yeah, oh, it's awesome.
That Dan and Carteret's a moron. They would have drafted a black guy. Look at their history. I mean, Saquon was black.
I mean, like, just to go back to Josh Allen for a second, like, he was a bucking Bronco at Wyoming. He legitimately was the best player on the field every night that he played. And, you know, you could watch him in the snow. You could watch him in the wind. He could throw it through the wind and all that other stuff. But he was a true football player. that just had to be refined a little bit when he got to Buffalo. And if you remember his rookie year, he was running all over the place. Remember him jumping over people, running through people, you know, just trying to prove his worth.
And turnovers, fumbles, he was out of control.
He was everywhere. Like, he had a little of that Brett Favre in him.
Yeah.
And now look at him. Now he's refined. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and he's still one of the most competitive guys that you'll ever be around on the field. And that's exactly the type of kid that you want. If you can find that kid, if Jackson Dart has that competitive edge inside of him, then it will be good news for the Giants moving forward.
Yeah. But
we just don't know that until we get here and see how he reacts to the NFL game.
It's also, you know, he was seventh overall, which was another thing. I mean, he was highly coveted.
Those were that I remember, and we can go back. I wanted him either to go to Cleveland at number one or somehow for Buffalo to trade up to get him.
Yeah, because you said cold weather.
Cold weather, yeah. He would be perfect because he was handling it in Wyoming.
Sure. No, absolutely. But I mean, so far, I still don't see any sort of Josh Allen comparisons, unless you're telling me that all the things that people said were bad about Josh Allen that people are saying are bad about Jackson Dart. They're not the same height. They're not from the same place. They're not the same weight. They don't have the same arm strength. There's nothing about the two of them that are the same outside of the fact that Brian Daboll was around when Josh Allen got drafted. And now he's around when Jackson Dart got drafted. So Giants fans want this guy to be Josh Allen. That's it. Other than that, they're not even close to the same guy.
I would want him to be Josh Allen, too, if I could.
Of course, but
give me three quarters of Josh Allen, and I'll be happy. I can win with that.
But you want everybody to be Josh Allen. But you can't tell him. You can't compare him to him. There's no comparison.
I think there's really only one quarterback that I ever really totally whiffed on, and that was Dwayne Haskins, the late Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
That was a kid I saw in that Rose Bowl. He was unbelievable in that game.
Yeah.
And I saw a kid that could make every throw seem really calm in the pocket. And unfortunately, it didn't transfer to the NFL game. Maybe he had some other things going on in his life that, you know, impacted that. But those are the things that we don't know. Like, we don't know that.
Jerry is here. He's going to give us an abbreviated update. Sorry about that, Jerry.
It's all right. We're brought to you by New York Auto Show. Visit autoshowny.com. So just a little... if you will, I put together Goodell and Gruden from earlier with the Jackson Dart thing.
With the 25th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Jackson Dart, quarterback, Mississippi.
Let me see your snap count. No, I want to hear the snap count. Yeah. For 3 years, you've been clapping.
So, yes, he has been. And CeeLo, I guess he's on the Giants email list. So he was nice enough to forward me. They already put out, I guess they'll have one for Abdul Carter too, but the hype video is out for this pick, which should be the future quarterback of the Giants.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
Stop clapper.
Let you turn things on or off.
Like an audible.
Just plug in the clapper and television, lamp, stereo, almost anything you want to clap on and off.
You can even clap on a terrible offensive line.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off, the clapper.
The clapper is now available at all Hills department stores.
And coming soon to MetLife Stadium.
The clapper.
Wow. Man, it sounded like you in there, Jerry. Yeah. That's a similar voice. Right?
Yeah. So-and-so's got the clap. Chlamydia.
Oh, my goodness.
So, there you have it. That commercial hype video is from 1967.
I mean, you could hear it in Gruden's voice, too. So, for 3 years, you've been clapping? I mean, he is disgusted by that.
Oh, well, that's not Jackson's fault, though. That's the coach's fault. Because the college coach wants to control everything.
Right, but once again, that's not a knock on Jackson Dart. It's a knock on the Giants taking him by trading back into the first round where the snap count is... That's what we're saying. Not him, it's the Giants.
He's not going to be clapping at Giants camp, I can tell you that.
Well, the fans aren't going to be either when he comes into the game.
Well, he'll be staring at Abdul Carter on the other side of the field. What Carter will bring to the Giants?
Yeah, I'm bringing everything. Just my enthusiasm, my excitement, my explosive big play ability. I just want to get to know my teammates, get to know those guys, get to work with them, and just create havoc. And I feel like it's a Giants' turn.
There you go. Giants' turn. We shall see. Right now it's the Eagles and Commanders' turn is what it feels like. As for the Jets, they did take offensive tackle Armon Membo. Here is Aaron Glenn, who just loves this kid.
Listen, I think everything that he said on that call really fits who he is. It really fits us also. The athletic profile is off the charts. He's mean, he's nasty, he's tough.
Everything that they're looking for. And
see,
then,
I love that, mean, nasty, and tough.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which is great. And when one of the reporters suggested how great he did last season, only giving up one sack, he reminded them.
It's not accurate. I didn't give up any sacks last year.
Not me. So that's pretty good. A whole season.
I had this guy, Will Campbell, talking about sacks. They go, you know, in college football, the defensive lineman can get a sack a game and they're going to be a first-round draft choice. The offensive lineman, give up a sack a game, you're going to go work at Amazon.
I have said this, we've talked about this a million times. The poor offensive linemen have to basically do their job for what, 70 snaps a game?
Exactly, or 65.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Let's say 35 dropbacks for the quarterback per game.
Yes.
You give up two sacks, you're 33 for 35.
Yeah, and the camera's right on your face when you do it, and your hands are on your hips, like shaking your head. Like
the one guy beat you twice in 3 hours, and he's the star.
Yeah, Gio knows about that.
Hell yeah. That's absurd, but yes, that is funny. The Titans did take Cam Ward number one, and Travis Hunter went two to the Jaguars, who traded up with the Browns to get him. Here was the Jaguars GM, James Gladstone. This guy might dominate the sport.
There are players who have the capacity to alter a game. There are players who have the capacity to alter the trajectory of a team. There are very few players who have the capacity to alter the trajectory of the sport itself. Travis, while he has a lot to still earn, in our eyes, has the potential to do just that.
Zip it, dweeb. God, save it, somebody who cares.
The Duval head coach and the way this guy sounds.
Christ. I mean, Shad Khan's going to throw these guys off his yacht week 4.
Now, that would be funny. What else? Real quick, the Knicks did beat the Pistons 118-116 in a fantastic physical basketball game. Karl Anthony Towns had 31 points on 10 of 18 shooting. Jalen Brunson scored 12 of his 30 in the fourth quarter, 22 for OG Anunoby. Just one I'll give you from Tom Thibodeau about Towns responding from the critics and a lot of the criticism that he has heard the last couple of days after basically vanishing in the fourth quarter in game 2.
I'd say welcome to New York. But I think he has a really good understanding of New York being from here. So basically he's unfazed. He's been around. He's got a lot of confidence. And he bounced back great.
He did, and that was courtesy of MSG.
He had some great shots last night, by the way.
He was awesome. I mean, and I know it's sort of been buried today because of the draft stuff, but I want to make sure that I say that over and over again because I was all over him, and we asked for this, and he delivered in a big way. Both ends of the floor. He looked like the dominant player that the Knicks were getting to get them over the top. And just if that consistency is there, then I feel totally different about the team.
He looked like one of the best players in the game last
Absolutely.
Night, doing it every which way. So you'll have game 4 Sunday again in Detroit. The Knicks now lead 2-1. The Thunder beat the Grizzlies. They're up 3-0, so that series is all but over, you would think, especially with John Morant getting injured in the first quarter of this game, or at least in the first half. He left with a hip injury. Clippers beat the Nuggets by a lot. They're up 2-1. The final was 117-83. Kawhi Leonard had 21. James Harden with 20. And baseball is back after a night off. You've got the Mets hitting the road for Washington. The Mets 18-7 as they begin this weekend. Kodai Senga facing Jake Irvin. First pitch on Mets Odyssey Radio at 6:45. And the Yankees still tops in the AL East. We'll take on the Blue Jays. Carlos Carrasco, Jose Berrios, the starters there on the Fan at 7:05. And the Devils back at it, needing to win a game here. They're down 2 games to the Hurricanes. Game 3 tonight at The Rock.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. If you're on the line, hang there. We're going to get as many calls in as we can on this Reaction Friday after the draft. And with the Knicks win, and it was definitely just a nice relieving victory for me as a fan. I'm sure that many other Knicks fans felt that way. And I understand that the outcome was still in balance at the very end of the game, but it just didn't feel like that. It didn't feel to me that the Knicks were ever going to lose that game. So as we get now into the second round, Boomer.
Yes.
Some of the things that you're keeping an eye on. And of course, you know, the major story now
we talked so much to Shedeur Sanders because I really thought that there was a legitimate chance he was going to go to the Giants. That's what everybody was telling us.
There's something else going on. So, and quite frankly, I'm not surprised by anything. I told you that I didn't think anybody was worth a first-round pick, a high first-round pick in this draft at the quarterback position. And then, of course, Cam Ward just blew people away with the person he is, which I think is a big part of all of this.
Sure.
And then, of course, his explosiveness, his ability to run, his ability to throw, the arm strength, and how the ball is. So when you compare him to Shedeur Sanders physically, there's no comparison.
Right. You know, there was a call, you know, when you're talking about comparisons and stuff. There was a call up here I wanted to get to, but they ended up dropping in the break, which was it wasn't fair to compare Zach Wilson to Jackson Dart. And my rebuttal to that would have been, okay, but they're the same height, roughly the same weight, played at the same high school, and got drafted by a team in New York who has been struggling for years. But you can't make that comparison?
Those are similar, but Jackson Dart did play at Ole Miss, and that's SEC football.
Okay.
And he played a lot of games. He played like 46 games in his college career.
All right, but we can compare him to Josh Allen, who's taller, heavier, was drafted 7th, played at Montana and then went to the Bills.
Wyoming
and then went to the Bills.
And didn't play, by the way, against that top-end talent. So it's not always about, you know, it still comes down to who the person is. And are you comfortable with that person? And do you believe that person is going to sit in there and watch tape with you for 4 hours?
Yeah.
Or is that person, after an hour, going to be like, hey, man, I got to get out to my Maybach. I got my girl waiting on me. We got to go out. We got to do that. I'm like, those are things that now become a big part of this. And yesterday we were talking about what Jay Glazer put out there and that there are three silos that now all of these teams basically look at. Number one is injury history for a player. Number two is character issues off the field, if there are any. And now number three, does the player truly love the game of football? And, you know, yesterday I spent 3 or 4 hours with Peyton Manning, and we were talking about players, older players that played our position that called their own plays. You know, Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach, Johnny Unitas, the great Joe Namath, Terry Bradshaw. Mm. And we were talking about, you know, all of these different things that quarterbacks bring to the table. And I blamed him for that third rail now that Jay Glazer was talking about yesterday, because nobody took it to the mental level like Peyton Manning did when he came into the league in 1998. I mean, took it to a whole nother level. And I've often told you the story about when Frank Reich was named the quarterback coach in 2008, 2009 for the Indianapolis Colts, and Peyton was his quarterback. And I called Frank up and I said, man, you got the best job in the world. You got the best quarterback. And he goes, Boomer, this guy's a maniac. This is the hardest job in the world. I can never keep him happy because he wants more information, more information, more information. So now everybody who is drafted gets compared to him and his dedication.
Yeah, it's tough.
And that's the thing that, you know, that is the unseen thing by the fans. Like we can see the kid on the field. We can see him in really great end, you know, high end competition, but we don't truly know who he is. And that's why I think that there's this thing about Shedeur that maybe he doesn't love it as much as people want him to love it.
By the way, another Jackson Dart, Zach Wilson comparison, as I read you a headline here from Athlon Sports.
Okay.
Top quarterback prospect's mom goes viral before NFL draft. Here we go again.
All right. Well, we'll see.
We will see. It's already happened. We're seeing. I mean, it's not like a we'll see.
Yeah, well, let's just hope that this kid makes it.
This is we saw.
I did see where Ryan Fitzpatrick called out Zach Wilson for supposedly selecting the number 0.
Yeah, he said no
down
one's
to
gonna,
Miami.
He said no one's going to take you seriously.
You know, kid, it is about perception, and there's a certain look that a quarterback has to have, and the number 0 doesn't really fit that.
Well, it does for him.
Maybe it does for him, but I think Ryan does have something there.
Kara Dart. I mean, I'm having like these major deja vu thing going on here, man. It's scary.
What about Kara Dart now?
I'm just saying she's Lisa Wilson all over again.
She is? Is she on Instagram and everything?
Yes, she is. It's a public Instagram. Lisa blocked me. I don't know if Kara will. I haven't done anything to Kara or Lisa. But yeah, she, I mean, it's just, I mean, this is like.
What is she like? What is she?
She's a woman.
Yeah, but is she like some sort of influencer on Instagram or something?
Well,
it wasn't.
Yeah, she was. Lisa was. Lisa. Yeah. She was like telling you how to make pancakes and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, how to fold your laundry.
MILFs.
So what is Kara Dart doing now?
Looks like she's doing a lot of exercise well, bikes good. And stuff. She also, she's sitting in a car here, tussling her hair. Like, I am.
What?
What was it, 2021? Or was it 2020 draft, 2021?
Right.
We're living through the same friggin' thing.
You think so, huh?
I know so. We're right in the thick of it. We're right in the thick of the same thing.
No.
And we had, with the Jets, first time head coach, defensive head coach, first time general manager, rookie offensive coordinator. And now we got the Giants bringing in a quarterback who grew up in Utah, went to the same high school as Zach Wilson, and has got an Instagram mom. I can't, I'm not sure I can do this again. I don't know. I don't know if I'm capable of doing this again.